From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Monday
morning, Monday morning cracks.
Happy Halloween, everybody. How about you crack yourself open that little Starbucks can of coffee that you got yourself at Safeway Markets, throw it back with your little bread and butter, and
pumpkin
have yourself
spice
a
pie
Halloween
and eat
Monday
your
morning.
Yummy Monday morning cracks along with your Starbucks pint spicy pineapple, but with a little sip of pumpkin pie. So if you eat that, then you are insane.
Scotch
because
Bailey.
I wouldn't do that. But at the same time, everybody's doing it out there. So you guys have a wonderful Halloween, however you may look and however you may be, whatever your section is or wherever
Monday
you stay from.
Monday morning, everybody.
Have a happy Halloween.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, America.
Good morning, everyone
here.
Out there.
Everybody who's alive, take
the
a breath.
GSJ?
Are you alive?
Yes, I am.
If you're alive, take a big, fat breath of oxygen.
Oh, yeah, inhale that
stuff.
Let those whether
filters
it's
in your body automatically filter all the
unhealthy
pollution.
Whether it's
suck
super healthy.
Sweet nutrients of greatness.
Because today is the 31st of October. Today, which is the time you guys got to dress up, especially you girls we're talking to. We're just talking straight to the women, you know? If you're under 50 years old, you should be wearing some kind of
popular costumes this
costume
year. Mario,
or
Luigi,
Super Mario,
Mario,
or Princess,
Waluigi,
or Zelda.
Mario. Nintendo characters are popping right now. Sonic the Hedgehog's I've seen too.
Most popular costumes of 2023.
Obviously, the girls are getting into Barbie. You know, Stranger Things is a real big thing right now.
So it's all a big thing, and it always has been a big
Harry
thing. But
Potter's,
you know what's
still
crazy?
Going.
You know what trips me out, Gunner, is that they haven't really came up with some crazy characters. The craziest ones were probably, the newest ones are probably like the Scary Movie mask, which is still the 90s. But I don't see any popular 2020s character coming out yet that actually impressed me
some anime
and scared
ones
me. But anime doesn't
that
count. Is
I
it
know
scary or is it just
it's
anime?
It's comical. It's not
okay,
scary.
Comical? No, I'm talking about horror only, like horror genre in general, which was meant for Halloween for all the kids. When we were growing up, they always
right
used to go out and scare people and just look the scariest that you can.
Like
and
Pinhead,
you want to be, yes, you want to be 2 times older than the kid that you're scaring. So it's like if you're 5-year-old, look at the 10-year-old, he's really scary. You're like, oh man, that is intimidatingly scary. And the 10-year-old looks at the 20-year-old and goes, oh my gosh, I don't want to get near that guy.
Whoa.
Stuff like that.
All I know is, everybody, we have the top 10, at least the top 5 out of 10 Halloween songs of 2023,
all
according to Runner and Gunner.
To the Runner and Gunner podcast playlist. So you guys got to go real dig deep to find that one.
We also
but the
got
truth
the top
is, we got the top 5
murderous
killers.
They're coming up too, so don't get too scared.
Yeah,
also,
scared
we got the 27 Club.
Oh, yeah, and that's the one where they all vanish to varnish.
Yes.
Like tar.
All this.
So it's insane.
And
so much more. But not until after.
After
these
quick
commercial
breaks.
Breaks.
Cheers, everybody out there. Happy Monday morning.
Happy Halloween. Suckers.
I want to suck your cups. And he's going the 30, the 20, the 10. Davante Adams wins the Super Bowl for the Raiders.
Hey, I'm Davante Adams, and I just want everybody to know out there, if you want to be a winner just like me, all you got to do is listen to the Runner and Gunner Show. Runner and Gunner Show made me a winner. Thank you, Runner and Gunner Show, Super Bowl 2058.
Yeah.
Monday Morning Cracks! And hello, everybody, wherever you may be, and do you have a happy Halloween? Yes, you did. Good morning to all of you guys, and good morning to the people that are dressed up, the non-dressed up people, the people who celebrate, the people who don't celebrate, the people who are cool, the people who are morons, the people who are vegans. Eat that cow and pretend it's a cow, but call it something else. Yes. Everybody else,
everybody,
we love you guys.
Don't let other people get on your nerves or get off your cloud. Get on your cloud. Don't let other people get on you. I know there's traffic, that person in front of you.
The traffic.
Wave hello as he passes you by with that finger up in the air. Just say hello back. That means that you're being a good driver.
And a good gentleman.
Don't let other people's moods affect yours. You know, be the kingdom of your own mood. It is a safe Monday morning after Halloween.
And a beautiful Monday morning. We're glad to see that traffic is flowing equally as every freaking day. And we're frustrated. We want to honk the horn. But don't do that. Just listen to the Runner and Gunner show and provide yourself with some good entertainment and some good times. Because happy Halloween was here. Whether you have kids, you don't have kids, whether you used to dress up or you didn't dress up, it was a night for everybody in America to get out there, get some bags, get some... you know, pillow sacks, and get some, whatever you could carry the most amount in, and go knock on your neighbor's door or your other neighbor's door or in a different neighborhood even, and find out if they have candy. So that was your main objective as a kid if you celebrated this holiday. And if you didn't celebrate this holiday, I guess you were in Amish land.
Yes, everybody. But, unless you are Amish and not listening to this show.
Shout out to the Amish.
Well, then... We Amish got Paradise. Some lists for you today. A list, you say? Yes, the Runner and Gunner list.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about a list, Gunner?
Top 10 Halloween songs list.
Whoa, are you serious, Gunner? So what you're saying is that we are now going to give them the top 10 of all time Halloween songs?
Of 2023. The top 10 of all time of 2023.
It all makes sense now. The world is coming back to me. I understand everything.
But we're going to race through the first five and focus on that top five exclusively.
Exclusively.
As we play each song, segment of each song. Since this is the Runner Gunner podcast, and we're not adhered to anyone's law because you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid.
Adman's law is not in effect yet.
We can play whatever we want, whenever we want, and they must... play us on the airwaves.
And they must, because they have no choice. Because who else do they have that is better than us together? Probably nothing besides nothing. And then, besides that, nothing else. So what I'm saying is that they have no choice but to play us. And we are here for your listening pleasures, everybody. We are here to get the treasures in your minds up in the air. And then, at the same time, have a happy Halloween with them. You know, dress in costumes. Get some candy. If you give out candy, you know, everybody thanks the candy givers. Candy givers, shout out to you guys. Thank you for buying candy and giving it to the children. Just don't put any poison in them because then you're going to have a description of a killer. And that's why we talk about killers during the same section of our show.
All right, everybody. Are you ready to get spooky with it? Let's get a little bit spooky. Let's start with the top 10 to 5. Let's roll. Runner, could you name that first one right there? What does that say?
The first one is The Juicy Juice of...
Witchy Woman.
Oh, we're talking about songs. Okay, wait a minute. All right, hold on. Let's revert this back. We're talking about the top five songs. I thought we were talking about the top five killers.
Because
then I was already going to go to the Mr. Juice.
Is
but now
Witchy Woman.
Okay, Witchy Woman. Who sings that again, Gunner?
The Eagles.
Right on.
It's pretty spooky, not too spooky, but that's why it's number 10.
It sounds like a great one.
But, number
and
nine.
And then number 9 is Spooky.
Scary Skeletons. Spooky, Scary Skeletons. That is number 9.
That is number 9. So spooky, you got to get spooked out and scared out, and then by your skeletons.
Number 8, we got The Nightmare on Will Smith Street. Nightmare on My Street. The Will
Smith
song.
That's the Will Smith version, and... he had a lot of lawsuits over that version, but if you want to know more about that...
Oh, wait, hold on. There's a tie. There's a tie between Nightmare on My Street by Will Smith and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And also, Dokken, Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors? They're all tied?
We got a three-way tie?
Has this ever happened in the history of Running Gunner Show?
I got
it. Probably not.
They all cancel each other out. The new number eight is the Psycho theme.
Yeah.
All right. But, there we go.
Okay. Settled all right. It. Okay. So that's the big guy, and he, that was the first number one, actually, Halloween scary. It wasn't Halloween, but it was just a horror flick about a man who thought his mom controlled the hotel, which he controlled, and then he would go upstairs, portray his mom and portray himself, and then actually he would come out with a knife and stab you in the face.
Wow.
And so, that's what happened with that number.
So we got to skip to number six, which is the Michael Myers theme song.
Can you guys, it's easily, if you could study it, it's pretty easier than the greatest pianist of all time. I don't remember, but there's so many.
John Carpenter.
Mr. Carpenter created that with his pianoist, the instrumentalists, and the soundtrack, and they came up with a really good, easy piano playing lingo.
So there you have it. Like, the scariest song in the world was just built by the director, who said, "Hey, you know what sounds scary? This." And it was, and it terrified a whole generation of kids. Still terrifying kids. Have you seen?
Till this
Halloween
day.
Ends. Halloween ends is like Halloween begins is like a Runner and Gunner movie favorite from 2020s. Like, honestly, I think that movie is so good and so underrated.
Go watch it.
But you should go watch it because it's got a great ending. The sequel wasn't as good, but the first one was great.
And that's so all here we go, and we're moving upon the list.
Moving up, but before we get to the rest of the list, let's say a few ones that didn't quite make the
list. These are the ones that didn't make it. Here we go. The bonus ones only on the Running Gunner Show.
So at number 11.
Number 11!
We have
freaking Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Thriller.
We have Michael Jackson's Thriller, and everybody knows the zombie dance, and you guys know what happens at the beginning from the end. What a great...
Vincent Price is in it also, laughing before
one of the
he
greatest,
passed away.
One of the greatest of all time, Vincent Price. So, yeah, there it is.
Number and 12 now, we number got... 12.
Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun by the dead man whose episode got us censored last week.
Yeah, they canceled our episode. We got canceled out. But don't worry, cancel culture. We're never going to be canceled forever. But the thing is, Chris something, and then he healed himself
Chris,
later.
Not Chris Novoselic from Nirvana. Yeah.
Chris something. He went crazy a little bit, and then something happened. But that was Black Hole Sun. That's a very scary one. And then we got number 13. Bonus 13
that didn't quite make the top 10 is Enter Sandman by Metallica. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Metallica is?
Metallica. Ito.
They're kind of like the Beatles, but they're Metallica.
Oh, Metallic. Metallica.
Yes, they come at number 13 with Enter Sandman. Exit light and tonight. That's a lot. Neverland.
Ding, 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 ding.
Also, we got the Jason song. Which made the 14th slate in the non-essentials.
Only bonuses. So that was only bonuses, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you guys for your time and your patience to hear the super duper bonuses that were awesome. And we all agree they're awesome, but they're not greatness. They're not top quality. They're not on top.
I would have liked to hear Rockwell. Watching me. Oh, Werewolves of London.
You see? We didn't even, you know, there's so many that did not make the list that at the time
of the
creating of the list, it wasn't 100%, you know, precise.
The Poltergeist
song. But that's only
song.
This year. That is how the feelings are for 2023, and those lists are going to be inevitable. So after those lists, now we got the top five of the Runner and Gunner Show.
We got the top five, everybody, right here. Here it is. This is the top five
Halloween songs
ever
of all time from
2023.
Till 2023.
The way we feel in 2023, this is what determines
one, two, three, four, five.
Maybe next year we'll have a different list because we'll feel different.
Probably.
Maybe Dokken will be up there finally.
I don't know. Maybe Little House on Prairie will make it.
All right, top five. Here we go. And we're going to play these songs as we name them. Number five comes in at...
Play it first, and then we'll tell them about it later. Wait a minute, what are you doing? Oh, shoot. Oh. Hey, I'm getting out of here. This is scary shit.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm scared. What are we going to do? We got to turn this off, man. This is just too scary.
It's too much. It's a little too much. All right. Woo.
That was too scary, guys.
Wait a minute, what was that?
That was The Exorcist.
Was that number five? That was Gunner's number five. Oh, my gosh.
That is it. That is number five.
How the heck was it crazy? Why did that happen?
It just scared us. I guess it belongs, rightfully so. Number four.
Number four.
What do we have? But that song was pretty scary, right?
Well, it was pretty intimidating for a second, but I just kind of escaped the technique of the scariness.
Escaped the bad spirits in that song. Number four, we got...
Oh, yeah.
Spooky by the Classic Four.
Furbin' in them low riders in 65 to 2055.
Cruising down Whittier Boulevard.
Just keep going to Sammo's. Rolling.
Mervin.
And so this one is for everybody back there. You know, all Woolworths. Your homies and your other homies and your homie's homies and your mama's homies and your daddy's homies. All the homies.
This
and
song's been spooking Halloween for decades.
So get spooked out,
and it's
everybody.
It's sexy, too, you know?
You're going to get scared, and as long as you got a little girly by your side,
you're in the car with your little girly,
and,
in the Cadillac,
thing, guys.
You know? In the Thunderbird, you know?
The
T-Birds, Mustang.
The Mustang Sellers.
In the El Camino, you know?
Alcos.
What, in the Ford F-150 later on, you know?
F-10505105.
There we go. You're in the Ford right there with your little hiney. And you pop open that hiney.
And so everybody be
Halloween.
Safe out
this
there on Halloween.
People,
and,
too.
You know, take your ladies to where they
you're
need to go
feel good
to
too.
Feel like ladies.
All right, that was
and
number
then
four.
You shall lady.
Number four. That was a great song. That was by a Classic Four.
That was number four. Classic Four, Spooky. Come on, that was an old school song. What year did that come out, Gunner, actually? Because just let him
know
real quick. You do not know. All right, well, at least we know that song exists. It was a great song, and we love it. It's Spooky by the Classic Quattro.
That song came out in 1967.
See, that was back when
featuring
everything...
Dennis Yost. Mm. 67, man. Man, that was an explosive year for music. Their music was so much better than it is now.
All right, everybody. So we would just want you guys to get out there and whatever you did on Halloween, be safe. And whatever you do after Halloween, be even safer. Because the thing is,
Don't get drugged.
For you guys to just...
Don't get into fights.
Yeah, just be yourselves and become one with the universe.
Be conscious.
That you live in. But
don't
not
be easy.
Not in the messed up way. Only a sip way.
Take a little swig of your coffee, everybody. Have a little swig of your water. If you got some oatmeal in your passenger seat, like we always say, just let it splash down on your belly. Have yourself some nutrients for your brain. Get ready for the week. The week is coming up, and this show is specifically designed for you getting through traffic, bumper to bumper, Los Angeles. We know what's going on here. So anyways, before
that's
we...
every day.
Get
everyday
on to the
traffic.
Rest of the show. We just want to tell you that we love you, Lennies.
Yeah.
And we want you to be safe and have a safe Halloween. And now, with that said, let's get on.
You know, take care of your children, take care of your seeds, and follow them closely. Make them wear global stuff. And, just take care of them. You know, those. Don't worry about yourself so much. Don't worry about your universal phone that you want to look at everybody else. Who gives a crap what everybody else is doing on that holiday? Do what you do on that holiday and keep it in your memory bank. And then you shall be the popular one, if that's what you're worried about.
Yes, everybody. Take care of your seeds. Now let's get on to the top three.
Numero tres. What's your numero tres, Kevin? Are we actually playing with Numero Tres?
This is Numero Tres, yes.
All
right. Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party.
And once again,
it's already got the vibe. It's already got a vibe.
There's a guy out there who gets no respect and he's in his grave. If you know who he is, shout out to you. Shout out to you and shout out to him.
Shout out to Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney!
He still gets no respect, even when he's dead.
He's never got respect.
It's a pretty good song, everybody. Oingo Boingo, they did that song
Oingo
that we played in the beginning.
Boingo.
Weird Science. They were also did the Nightmare on Nightmare Before Christmas song.
Oops.
Oh, I'll take one.
Oh, okay.
Yes please. Thank
the
you, producers.
Are handing out beers right now.
Thank
just
you,
to,
Leonard. As we like to call him, Leonard Nimoy.
Well, if she gets one, I got one too, man. All right, thank you.
Shoot. All right, number two.
What are you talking about? Thank you.
All right, boo boo cool. Number two.
Okay, I'm
is...
good. Thanks a lot. All right, cool. I got it. What are we talking about? Number two is. Listen up. You see, this came from the 1960s. You can't really mess with Bobby Boris Pickett.
Bobby Boris.
You can't mess with BB. Can't mess with BB. Mr. BB Cricket.
I'd say he was dope. I'm going to say that right here on the Runner and Gunner podcast. He was kind of weird. He had a hit and cashed out, you know? It's always like so much better when the person with the downest song just cashes out.
It is. It is good, but at the same time, I think that
Lennon is awesome.
He just made an awesome song. He just had a one hit that was really awesome. And it was kind of a gig and a gift at the same time.
Gimmick.
Because, yes, exactly. It was just a kind of like a little gimmick for the Halloween season. And I agree with him 100% because I want the kids to get out there and I encourage them to go get all the candy that they can, collect everything, have a beautiful night, and then get a stomachache at the end of the night. Because who cares? This is the night where you could just eat and eat and meet and greet and eat, you know? So for the adults, we should have our own separate one. And we do, you know, for the silly adults that think that Halloween never ends. I mean, shout out to you guys too. Silly adults that think Halloween never ends. But
and the LA vampires.
All the vampires of LA, New York, you know, Great Britain, USA, all that stuff. There's a lot of crazy ass people out there and I love them all. I don't hate them all at all. And I'm just saying, you guys out there, this is your holiday. So get out there and protect these kids that you guys know that they need to be protected on. And drunk ass drivers, if you're drinking, just walk home or take an Uber or take the shortest way home. Okay? Everybody, just be safe out there. That's what we're saying. And Halloween is actually a holiday for the children. And just give them candy. Give them love. And
And now for number one.
Crack another beer.
The number one song for 2023 ever is. Can I get a producer?
Numero uno. Producers, help us out. Are you sure? This won't freak them out? All right.
You guessed it, everybody. Freaking Ghostbusters songs. And I've seen so many Ghostbusters costumes this year than I've ever seen. I don't know if it's because the Ghostbusters new movie or because it's the Ghostbusters the original with Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd.
Shout out
to
Slimer.
Song is still rocking. Yeah, everybody.
Shout out to Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
They stole that song from Huey Lewis in the News, but you know what? I think they did it a little bit better because it just had a little bit more funk to it, and you could just see Dan Aykroyd dancing. You could just see Bill Murray.
And a shout-out to the original Ghostbusters cast because everybody throughout the years, they know that Halloween is just about giving again. It's just about giving out candy to your local people that
bums.
Just want to be silly. Yeah, just give it. You know, back in the day, it was about giving to bums, but now it's about giving candy to kids, and it's cool.
But like you said, we still could give candy to bums. We should. We should be giving candy to bums. If you see a homeless guy out there, give him some candy. Because that's really what the Halloween spirit is about, is feeding the needy.
Yeah, the less fortunate than you. And if you are less fortunate, then hey, I'm less fortunate too. We're all less fortunate, but at the same time,
I'm less
time,
fortunate than Trump.
Trump's had some. What kind of candy does Oprah have? She probably has that good that that bomb stuff, you know, like.
What kind of candy does Beyonce have?
Shoot, I don't know. They have some good stuff inside their mansion, so.
Yes, everybody.
I'm gonna go trick treating there. All right, Oprah's house, Beyonce's house. You guys just gotta find the spots, you know. And once you get those good spots, and you'll get that good candy, and just, you know, have a good night, everybody. You know, be safe too. Do not drive home when you're sipping.
Don't drive home sipped. You know, don't sit next to some shady characters at the bar. Be conscious. Have your eyes peeled. And that just goes for every night. Not just Halloween night, but especially Halloween night.
All right, everybody. Oh, yeah.
We gotta come to a quick commercial break. But before we
go.
We
shall do.
But before we go, we got a little special treat for you.
Super special. How special, Gunner?
I'm going to show you right here.
Let them know how special it is, because I'm not sure either. I don't know what special treat you're talking about, because I thought we already gave them all their treats, but now we're giving them some extra special treats, right? Where does that come from?
All right, here we go. All right, this is it. Okay, everybody, here we go. So, the top 5 Halloween video games.
Halloween video games of all ever time!
Of 2023 are. Number 5, House of the Dead.
Number 4, Slaughterhouse.
Number 3, Resident Evil 1 and 2.
Number 2, Silent Park 1, 2, 5, 8, and 7.
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill, South Park.
Part 1.
Part 1, 5, 8, and 7.
Just one. Silent Hill Part 1
we
only.
Got the number one.
And that is Jason Friday the 13th, the game. Also, games that didn't quite make the list. Number 6, Castlevania. Number 7, Ghosts and Goblins.
Number 8, Fatal Frame. Number nine,
Nightmare on Elm Street for the NES.
NES only.
Number 10, Five Nights at Freddy's. Number 11,
Dead Island. And number 12, Dead Island Part 3 and 4 and 8 and 2.
And number 13, Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight. So if you're dead by daylight, then you're dead by light time, and you're awake to our podcast.
Yes, everybody, there you go. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're hoping you have a great Monday morning.
What's up, everybody?
We're having a great Monday morning.
Well, that's all we care about is your guys' Monday mornings, and you guys are having a great Monday.
We know that you're hungover. We know that your brain's hurt. We know that you can't think or feel or talk. But you're going to still drink some water, eat some carnitas, and you're going to wake up, and by the end of the week, you're going to be feeling 100% again, and Sunday's going to come, and your week is going to be complete. You're going to be making more money, eating more papas tacos, and having much more fun than you could have imagined, considering how much you drank this past Halloween weekend.
It doesn't matter how much you drink that Halloween weekend, because all you did was have fun and take all the children walking around and take them trick-or-treating and let them know that, hey, some people are friendly, some people are not, but we're taking to these friendly people's spot. And what are we doing with them? We are getting money.
All right,
no, we're
everybody.
Not. We're collecting candy. And you're teaching the kids to hold either a pillow sack, a night sack, a Halloween little basket or some stuff. Everything that's feeling good. And we just want you guys to know that it's normal for everybody to get out there and walk around these streets. It's your treat. Ask them for a treat. And the loves will show love. The hates will show hate. But no matter what, you know that your life is great and lovely. Because you're listening to the greatest podcast in the whole universe, which is the Runner and Gunner podcast.
Monday morning sips.
Monday morning sips. Woo! Mommy, my dog ate my laptop.
Did your dog eat your laptop?
Well, yes.
Now, with the new and improved My Dog Ate My Laptop app, you can find your laptop even if your dog has eaten it.
Mommy, where's my laptop?
laptop at? I hear it beeping, but I can't find it.
My dog ate my laptop. The app. Get it today for only $59.99. What's up, everybody? We are
What's the name? The list? Or are we going to...
From commercial break.
Are we going to Monday Morning Cracks? Monday Morning Cracks, everybody!
Monday morning, everybody. It is a
all
great
right,
Monday
so
morning
if,
out there.
So if you lost somebody or if you lost a loved one, what we're saying is that there's a future ahead of you. If you lost somebody or if you lost someone in this Halloween game or if before this Halloween game even started, before this year, 2023, if you lost anybody in 23, then put your hands up and just say that I love Run and Gunner. Because Run and Gunner are going to teach you guys to get over all this stuff. Because there's a future ahead of that. And the future is beyond that. So that's just phase one. And we love all you guys, you know? Everybody, every single audience member, we will love you guys.
Everybody out there, we just want to tell you that doing drugs is not cool. And you know what is even less cool? Drinking Jack Daniels 3 bottles a day at a time.
God dang it. So you're telling me I got to break down the 2 bottles?
And then we're also going to tell you that TMW is disgusting. Stop doing it. So with that said, we're going to get down to it. The real list.
All right, let's get down to the true list. Hello, little ween. All right, let's get down to some real stuff. And this is reality. We're not playing around. And listen to everybody because it's actually knowledge in the making.
All right, everybody. This is called the 27 Club.
Who wants to come in? Hey, you're allowed in. No. You're 32. Nope. Sorry, you're denied. 31? Sorry, you can't come in either.
31? Huh? Nah, you ain't invited to the 27
club. What, you just turned 28 2 days ago? Oh, I'm sorry, man. You gotta wait outside.
All right, everybody. Starting off the list, we got
Robert W. J. Johnson. The one of the greatest.
One of Delta Blues' most celebrated.
Yeah, he was crazy, though.
Singularly talented artist.
Of all time.
Of their history.
You see,
and our history.
He was one of the greatest of all time, but at the same time, he had his own issues, nor do we all.
He's famous for doing what, Runner?
For getting down with the blues. Selling his soul to the devil. Well, I didn't want to talk about that part. I wasn't talking about that part, but
at the
crossroads. This is Halloween.
Robert Johnson is famous for. For selling his soul at the crossroads of blues.
Didn't he do it, though?
And he certainly did. It made history. Next, we have
Brian
W.J.D. Jones.
If you know Brian Jones, then put your hands up and drop your sticks on your freaking paddles.
This guy was awesome. He made Paint It Black. He made Under My Thumb. He made Get Off of My Cloud.
Did he, though?
Yes.
Of course he did. What else did he make? I mean, Gunner, come on.
He didn't make Gimme Shelter.
There's so many great hits he did make.
Start Me Up.
He didn't make Start Me Up. He did make Under My Thumb.
But he did make Satisfaction.
He did make Satisfaction. No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did.
He was there.
He did make the greatest classics that they ever were uninterpreted to.
He drank a bunch of alcohol, took a bunch of cocaine, and got beat up and drowned in his pool. And that's what happened to that young man at 27 years old. Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, and Keith Richards did not show up at his funeral. They did not show up at his funeral. And the day after, that biker gang killed a couple audience members in their show.
Was that the day after that happened? Yeah. The Monterey show? I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Monterey show where they had hired Hell's Angels, and this was in about 67, right? And this was the same year. So you're talking about that year where they were in Monterey, California, and they had to hire Hell's Angels, which I give props to. They're big guys. They're crazy. They're cool. But they...
And so it happened like a day after they no-showed
trying to be security.
Their best friends... funeral. But Brian Jones was a wild, loose cannon at the end of his life.
He was.
Drinking, sleeping around, pills, needles, you name it. Brian Jones was into it. You could see his deterioration.
I actually disagree. I think that Keith Richards was crazier than Brian Jones in that whole band. If you're talking about the band as a whole, I would probably think that
Brian Jones definitely
Keith Richards was crazier than him.
From being kicked
so,
out.
So, I mean, like, how could he die so young when Keith Richards was probably the psycho? I don't know. It was just an educated guess.
Or did Brian Jones' death make Keith Richards the psycho?
It was probably an educated guess.
Maybe he had to pick up the pieces. Anyways, moving on with the list, we got Alan Wilson. Canned Heat.
Canned Heat. Who doesn't love Canned Heat? You guys gotta love Canned Heat.
Listen, going to the country.
Going up the country.
Let's work together. Come on, let's work together.
Yeah. You know,
They were celebrated with their commercial successes at Woodstock. But the guitarist, Wilson, he died at 27. He was like a guy who was a family man who left his family for fame and started fighting with depression. His body was found in the Heights yard on September 3rd, 1970. His hands were crossed over his chest, and there was a bottle of the barbitural Seconal by his side.
Seconal?
What is Seconal? The death was officially given as an accidental overdose of barbiturates. But drummer Fito De La Parra has said he believes Wilson committed suicide.
Well, I mean, hey.
That is Canned Heat.
You got to be awesome.
Alan Wilson.
All you got to do is be awesome. That's all I'm telling you people out there. And then we got one of the greatest of all time. My favorite guitarist of all time. And I'm telling you,
everybody's favorite guitarist.
As Runner, this is my favorite person, and I love him, and he is my number one, and he died really young. I mean, same age as Pac. 2 years younger than Pac.
2 years older.
But his name is...
Jimmy J.D.W. Hendrix.
And he wears set songs as Purple Haze,
All Along
the Watchtower. Freaking...
If 9 was 7.
If 9 was 7.
If 9 was 6.
6. He has so many undercounted for tracks. I mean,
Sergeant Pepper.
You kids don't know who
Lonely
he is,
Hearts Club Band.
But he actually did remake Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band only 5 days after it was made, and I actually think his version is pretty damn good.
While I kiss the sky,
Jimi Hendrix was one of the greatest artists of all time in the 19th century. He was the one who completely showed me what the guitar, electric guitar, is with the Apple Hamper. Yeah, he was my favorite, man, and I cannot deny him, and you shouldn't deny him either, people, because he was one of the greatest of all time. Yes, he was backed up by the Gypsies. Yes, he was one of the greatest guitarists that have ever lived, and there is nobody that's ever going to be close to him, in my opinion, besides the next few runners up. But to me, this guy was the guitar god. And
I
still praise
sure
him. I still praise this guy.
Or whether he understood what he was taking. The drug was Vesparax, a drug barbiturate. Are you seeing the patterns here, everybody? Half a tablet was enough to put the man to sleep for 8 hours. Jimmy may have congested.
Probably nine. Shit, man. Shoot.
He had also been drinking. This was foolish and reckless, but it was in his character. During his years on the road, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, Jimmy was a free soul, you know, just like
drug user.
Just like.
But it might have caught up to him. Janis Joplin,
Jimmy's
friend,
and you know, the brother. What are they called? What's her group called?
Big Brother.
Big Brother Company.
Big Brother
hold
Company.
Hold on and take it. Yeah.
Man, I know. They're good.
Yeah. Big Brother Company, Janis Joplin, one of the greatest. They're great. They could have been
the
greatest.
She goes, on Woodstock, if you watch the video, she goes...
Go to Woodstock.
I know what a woman
watch
needs.
Watch the video.
They need a big, fat mama bear. It's awesome. It's like, she does a drunk speech, and it's just like, it has an awesome climax.
So everybody, if you haven't seen the 1969, if you don't know what it is, then... You don't know who the greatest stars of all times are. So please look up the Woodstock video. We're giving a shout out and I'm running on a show. And this is the Halloween edition, so listen close.
At around 1 a.m. on October 14th, 1970.
14th October, did you
Janis
say?
Janis Joplin got her little Hello Kitty pencil box with her heroin in it and injected a vein in her left arm. Then she went to a cigarette machine in the hotel lobby. Returning to her room with the pack, she closed the door, started to undress, and reached to put her packet on the nightstand. As she did, so she keeled over, hitting her face on the table as she fell to the floor, where she died at 27 in 1970. Same year as Jimi Hendrix, two losses.
Same year as Hendrix.
Jim Morrison.
Two for two. No. No.
Jimmy Morrison. No.
Wait a minute. Let's go. Wait a minute. Since this is Jim Morrison, since we are in LA, since this is Halloween, let's give Jim Morrison a little bit more love. Let's give him something that will remind him of who he is and how he lived and how cool he was to the whole music industry and the whole audience that he loved. Jim Morrison. Everybody, if you never heard of Jim Morrison, you should have heard from Jim Morrison when you were actually born, because Jim Morrison was one of those people that were lucky enough to embrace the greater things about the city and embrace the greater things about the world and embrace the better things about yourselves. So that's what he loved. And he loves us just as much as he loves you. And that's what he was talking about throughout all his songs. He was just trying to bring peace and love to the world. And most people didn't understand. They didn't get a damn thing. They were just lost in the forest. And then understand that if you guys just could love each other, come together as a community, and kick some ass together, then, and only then, can you combine and make life a greater place than what it is now.
Part of the cult of Jim was the coincidence of him dying at the same age as Brian, Jimmy.
Brian!
And
Jimmy,
Janis, and Alan. The 27 link helped reinforce the idea that Jim, had been special.
Huh?
That his death was fated.
Huh?
That there was something weird going on. And the fact that Jim's girlfriend had died at the same age, Pamela, underlined the weirdness of the coincidence. This legend was familiar to everybody with an interest in popular music by the 90s. And so it goes on. Jim Morrison was the one who started it. Also, we got Ronald McKernan.
Huh? Who?
He was from...
Man, you better stop lying.
Grateful
now,
Dead.
Now I'm going to crack.
Ronald McKernan of the Grateful Dead.
McDonald from Grateful Dead. Right,
he
here
made
go.
The list. Dave Alexander from the Stooges. He
wait
made
a minute.
The list.
Wait. Ronald McDonald is
Ronald
from...
Ronald McDonald.
Did you say Ronald McDonald was the same as...
Jerry Garcia.
Yeah,
he's in his band.
One of the greatest of all time. Okay. I just wanted to exempt Jerry Garcia and Ronald McDonald.
So at 27, he already had cirrhosis of the liver. That's how hard this guy was going at it.
27? What are you talking about? Oh, 27. All right. Well, moving on.
And he died.
Moving on.
Dave Alexander from the Stooges. He made the club.
Yes.
He died because he was had pancreatitis. His pancreas exploded from alcohol or something.
Dang, everybody.
Pete Ham. From Badfinger. He died at 27.
He took his own ass out.
He took his ass out.
Yep. All the Badfingers. Yeah, I remember all about Badfingers. They used to take their own butts out. But who is Chris Bell?
Chris Bell.
And where is he from?
He was... From the The talented musician was the driving force behind power pop heroes Big Star, co-singer Alex Clinton, and playing the guitar.
Well, so
Big Star Chris Bell made the club, made the list. D. Boone, with the Minutemen, helped expand punk and hardcore's vernaculars to include funk, jazz, and improv.
Yo, word, you gotta show me a track from D. Boone and stuff, but yeah, that's really cool.
Gene Michael Basquiat.
And what about Gene Michael Biscuit? How many biscuits can he get? Yo, lady?
Also, Mia Zapata.
Five big six on the
made the club.
Zapata.
Kurt Cobain.
Wait a minute. Let's stop right here. All right. Stop right here.
Hold it.
Stop right here. All right. What did you say right now? 37 Cub?
Cobain.
Did you just say
Kurt Cobain?
Kurt Cobain?
Cobain. Yes, I did. And you everybody, know you
a
know.
A lot of us have grew up on Kurt Cobain. A lot of us who didn't grow up on Kurt Cobain still know how much of a genius he was.
I was there and when he was alive.
He was amazing. Yes, we all know that he was a genius. And he had his mind on the right track until something interacted with his brain. But anyways, besides that, he was one of the greatest of all time. Yes, Kurt Cobain, we love you. Yeah, he deserves to be on here. He probably is number one.
Number one guy to die. I guess we could say that, right? Wait, we can't say that. All I know is that many people think that Courtney Love had something to do with his demise. However, upon reading numerous biographies,
are you talking about myself, hole? Are you talking about hole?
They hole put a hole like in his a head. Hole? That's what they say.
You're talking about Courtney Love in a hole.
But after reading numerous biographies, I found out that Kurt Cobain had overdosed over 16 times.
Only.
Before he decided to put his little Converse in the bullet trigger.
Wait a minute. Did you just read that? Kurt Cobain, overdose 16 times.
Over 16 times, and Courtney Love kept revising him.
Revising him, like freaking bringing him back up to normal.
Reviving him, or the paramedics, were they reviving him? Yeah, like he was revived over 16
That's
times.
That's it? Only 16?
Over 16, so you know.
Over? Over.
Over 16 times that's he was it? Revived.
Only 16 times, and over... Well, you know.
Like mouth, I'm talking full on mouth to mouth, full on resuscitation. That's what I found out. It's true, everybody. You can go ahead and look it up in his biography.
All right, all you ghouls and
probably
ghouls
can't find it on YouTube because YouTube is censored.
This
we got censored last week and the week before for our Halloween episodes for being too graphic. But I hear you fools talk, and you're way more graphic than anything we ever say. Anyways, moving on. Kristen Paff, Randy Paff. Stretch Walker.
Stretch. What's up, Stretch? Randy?
Stretchy. Randy Ward.
Jenny Ward. Jonathan.
Punk.
Amy Crackhouse. What's up, Amy Rinehouse? What's up, baby?
Yelkin.
We love Amy. Amy, we love Amy.
And we just want to say that the rest of the people are a bunch of punks.
Amy.
Punk rockers, that is. Everybody who didn't make the list and you want your person to be on this list, just email us, the Runner and Gunner podcast.
Yeah, let us know which one we missed. Did we miss one or two or five or eight? It doesn't really matter because the 27 Club is not where you want to be in.
No.
You don't want to be in.
Just
it's a club you
we
don't
joke.
Want to join.
But we have sympathy for their families. We have sympathy for their fans.
Yeah, we love their fans. That's what I'm saying. I love their fans more than everything. I'm all their fans.
Yeah, so, you know, no disrespect to anybody in the 27 Club because they are all deceased people who met their demise.
Yeah, they met their demise in a different way, but we're saying that we love them all, and we just wish that you guys could, show the future how to not end your life at 27, and if you don't want to end your life at 27, then you got to learn off of these guys, and you know what I mean? Because 27, it's not... the greatest time to stop living. You know what I mean? Like, I got lucky enough to live almost twice that age. But I just got lucky enough to follow their directions and just not completely go into that, sophistication or suffocation. Or whatever it is. Whatever they go through at that age, it's just not a good thing for you guys to... follow, but the good thing to follow is the Runner and Gunner Show because we give you nonstop entertainment in your worlds. And yeah, We're going to still kick butts.
All right, everybody. We got to go, but we're glad that we got to have a nice happy Halloween episode with you. We just want to tell you that we're having a good time on a Monday morning. You're having a good time on a Monday morning. We just want everybody to have peace and quiet and love and happiness. And we're going to tell you over and over and over again that with the power of words, we are going to heal you.
And heal you on. And heal. And what we're going to do is keep on healing and healing your mind and continuing to get down with the dope things that we say, the freaking dope displays that we give, and tell the Lennies that they have to be better than they are. Because if they are better than they are, then they won't stay in the same position that they're stuck in. And we don't want them to be in the same position. We want to take them out of that position. And that's what we are here for. The We're Not Gonna Show is here to help and to express dopeness and cleanliness and kick-assness. And hey, ladies, if you want to come on the Run Again Show, it's all your chance. The men, fuck it. We get down with it.
Yes, everybody, this show is made for you, the working man and the working woman, on your way to work, through traffic, fighting traffic. Look at what's an hour if you have the Runner and Gunner Show speaking to you in your ear, fast, quick. We don't talk about our jokes. We just say our jokes.
Yeah, they just come out and then...
You either miss them or you hit them.
Fast or hit, miss or hit, you know, strike or ball.
Life
you know,
is one ball four giant opportunity. Life is yours to hack. So hack it. When you go to sleep at night, hack your dreams, fool.
And make your dreams come true by hacking your life. So everybody out there, we just want you to know, have a happy Halloween. If you do take your kids out there, and if you don't take your kids out there, it doesn't really matter, because either way, we are going to be out there with the Running Gunner Show, and we're going to be promoting every second of Halloween. So find us. If you find us, it's like Pokemon or some crazy stuff like that. But either way, if you can or cannot find us, you will know that we are out there, and we're out there with you guys. And we love you guys, all the whole... freaking connection to the Run and Gunner Show. So it's always going to be, you know, kick ass, be out there, be connected, and kick butt too. Yeah, the Run and Gunner Show is never through. Cheers to the world. And cheers to all the ladies that try to get in the Run and Gunner female contest. I mean, we got the top three. If you guys want to know who the top three look like, you got to get into the Runner Gunner account that Gunner knows. Tell them where are they going to find the top three chicks?
Let me tell you, you're going to find them in California.
No, but I mean, I'm the...
Yes, everybody, we got to go. You know we got the 2-minute rundown coming up. We just want to say we love you, Lennies. We just want to say that you need to listen to our show. You need to tell your friends about our show, because we are not psychiatrists, but we certainly think like one.
And for so sure.
We need to tell you to tell your friends, because we're trying to end depression right here. We're trying to end your little stupid anxiety. You had too many Coca-Colas and now you can't sit down, and you're going to go to the hospital and then we'll crack you open because you drank 20 Coca-Colas and you think you got heart problems. We're telling you to stop being such a jabroni. Sit down and listen to the Runner and Gunner podcast, where we tell you good things with our mouths. The things that come out of our soul are nice. They're like fruit and water to your mind and your heart and your essentials and your essentiability. You are important. And the Runner and Gunner Show are going to tell you good things like you're great, you're awesome, you do amazing things. You know how to keep it going. You know how to keep it up. You know how to be sophisticated, intelligent, correct, wise, fashionable, amazing,
and helpful, all the ladies out energetic. There, all you got to do is put your purses in the air.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
And your shoes in the air.
We got to go. Yeah. But before we go,
and
we
then
got
say
one
that we
very
don't care about
important part of the show. That we Halloween. Love to call
the
two-minute rundown. Yo, what's What's up, everybody? It's the 2-Minute Rundown. The 2-Minute
Rundown.
Everybody
in the place to stay and the place to be. You guys know what's going on.
Texas versus
the
Arizona.
Rangers and the Arizona D-backs. The D-backs are still struggling to this day, but they're going to come back. Don't worry, Arizona. Freaking all you guys got to wear your jackets and stuff, but it's still 2-1. Thank you, Texas. The Raiders are struggling this division because they're messing up the whole time. Everybody else who doesn't know who the Raiders are, you guys better beware because they suck right now.
Well, the Chargers lost to the Cowboys, and the Dolphins are doing good. Where's Dan Marino? Maybe Ace Ventura 3 will come out eventually. Who knows? Also, Mario Deluxe for the Nintendo Switch.
Mario!
Has just been released. It got released, everybody, and it is out. And Runner has played it and beat it to completion.
It's pretty amazing.
He's beat bad guys, he's beat head guys, and he's beat the Mario Deluxe. It's called Wonderworld.
And all I can say is pretty amazing, but still not as amazing as the World Series, which is tied up at 2. No, it's not tied up anymore. It's 2-1. Now that Texas took the lead last night on the pre-Halloween night. So I'm saying, you know, I don't know. Everybody else is getting dressed up and stuff. I mean, I'm trying to dress up, but at the same time.
Sack strike continues, everybody. It will be more months ahead of us before movies come back. Matthew Perry has died. The guy from Friends and the whole nine yards, he's gone. He's no longer with us. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
Also, Mario Wonders, is it as good as Mario Deluxe?
Mario Wonders is probably as good as all the Marios that they ever let out. Thankfully, they did something good with the graphics and they finally please their audience, but at the same time it's super easy gameplay, but their audience is what they're looking at, so they adjusted to the audience. Very good for them. Thank you, Mario. And yeah,
Metal Gear Thank Solid Metal Gear. Also is out of 1, 2, and 3. They all came out for the Nintendo Switch and other Switches and other platforms. I mean, go ahead and get it. Batman's coming out pretty soon, the trilogy of Batman. Go ahead and get that one. But the Nintendo Switch version of Metal Gear Solid Part 2, Sons of Liberty, is amazing. It's the most amazing game ever made.
Oh, yeah, because you could take it wherever you go.
Everybody else out there who's waiting for Spider-Man 2, that game came out. You should go ahead and get it. The graphics are pretty cool.
You can take it wherever you go.
Mortal Kombat just came out. As we, you know, the Runner Gunner, we played it.
It
was approved, but then it was disapproved as we realized that the game is cheap. And also, AEW Fight Forever is still a better game than Mortal Kombat. And it's also better than Street Fighter.
Take it.
So if you want to play a fighting game with you and your friends, you should pick up AEW Fight Forever. Everybody, this is the Runner and Gunner podcast. We got to go, but we want to tell you all to have a great Monday morning.
Because you can, if you can have a great Monday, then
you can have a great life.
Live life, love, and live for family.
What's up, everybody? It's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. And we're going to tell you that this Christmas, 2023.
This Christmas, only in 2023.
We are going to have a very good podcast for you.
Yeah.
For the whole family, you and your whole family to sit around and listen to it by the campfire. The furnace. Or what do you call it? The fireplace. Everybody out there.
Yeah, it's the furnace.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Hey, where you go? Christmas special. That's what I'm saying. The Christmas special is coming up. It's only 1 month away. The holiday seasons are already starting. So hopefully you got yourself your steady mate and you're going to have a nice warm season.
And everybody out there, we just want you guys to enjoy yourselves. Have a wonderful Christmas and just be out there with your steady mate and have your steady mate in your hand.
Everybody, Runner and Gunner.
Solid.
Runner and Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lenny.